Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Hey, yeah, this is Josh. This is John.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's been a busy morning so far, but good problem to have.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good. I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives, Sarah. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Absolutely. Yeah, she's been great.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and some details with you, but before I start diving into the numbers, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I think she's been pretty good about explaining it. I mean, it's essentially a service area ad, no address tied to it, anything like that. It's just people searching for service in our area, then it would kind of put us on one of the listings for that. I'm assuming it's probably a lead-based pricing scheme. So we would pay for a lead, something like that?
No, not this one.
Okay.
We're a Google partner, okay. So we do local service ads, Google Guarantee is what it's called, and then we also do Google Ads, but she was originally calling you about a verified local listing, which are the three guys that show up next to the map there. We don't charge per lead or click or call for those ones.
Okay.
Well, but they are based on availability. They're harder to come by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So like it's guys like Cool Breeze in Northwest Florida, you know, Freer's Heating and Air Conditioning, Boggs Cooling and Heating, LTD. You'd be listed amongst those guys. Obviously, we got a lot of work to do. We have to build up the reputation and everything. But having your name up there will definitely result in increases in traffic. Just in the last 30 days, within the 40-mile radius that this covers, there's been 1,812 searches in the HVAC category. So it's a good position to be in, and about 90% of the time, people don't go past the first page. So we're putting you where most of those guys are going to place a call. Okay. But she did say that you were operating from home, which is totally fine from the HVAC category. We just have to hide your address. It does make it a little bit more difficult to get you Google verified, but we have a Google verification form you just fill out, and then we three-way call them or video call with you on the line, and we could verify the listing that way and get it up and running.
Okay, yeah, because I've gone through that process probably four times now with the I had the documents, the license, everything laid out on the truck to the video, and they keep declining it, saying deceptive content. I'm assuming it's because we don't have an address, and they think we're trying to I can't get any feedback, so.
Yeah, Google's really difficult to get a hold of. You know, we submit more people to Google than anybody in the country on a daily basis, but they're not going to usually respond to just, you know, a local listing for a business, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So,
Makes sense,
a lot of it is AI generated. When you send it in like that, they might have a guy manually review your video content. But usually those discrepancies pop up from the AI, could be a problem, name, address, phone number, or website. And so if you're telling me, hey, you hid the address, maybe they can't verify the address. Usually the next thing they would do is they would try to physically pin verify you by sending a letter to you in the mail with a little 5-digit number on the back. It's kind of an older method of pin. And that way we could clear the discrepancies with the address. We'll still be able to hide your address, but obviously you want to resolve that issue so that way they're unsuspending the listing, allowing us to go ahead and optimize it and place it.
Okay, and that would be something that y'all would help handle if we, like I said, if we went forward.
110%.
Okay, established contact and
correct.
Some random dude.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Well, we're partnered with Google. Like, if you look up Local Splash and then you look up Google Building One, we're right next to them here in Southern California.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And we've been in business since 2004, so you got a 20-year relationship with these guys.
Okay. Well, that's definitely going to help.
Yeah, absolutely. I have Google certification myself, and so do a majority of our employees here. We have about 450 employees here. So anytime you call in, there's usually a Google certified tech that'll be able to review your account and understand exactly what's going on and what we need to do to get you in position and make money and connect with your customers.
Cool. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So I have a couple of different packages here. I got some options for you. Let me send this over. You have your own website and everything?
Yeah, we've got our own website right now.
Oh, here
it's just a template.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found it. superior-heatingandair.com/services.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see.
Slash services will bring us straight into. There's that's not the home.
Oh, here. Yeah, I clicked it on the link Tara sent me. It's just superior-heatingandair.com. Okay. I like the navy blue. It's one of my favorite colors. Logo's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Looks good. Let's see if it gets good quality score, because if you're going to do local service ads, which I don't know if that's something you're interested in, let's get you the poll for just the local listing first, and then we could discuss the LSA. If that's something you want
to
do.
I used to be in, definitely something we want to do. I used to be in IT, so I'm guessing it's going to kind of score low because of the load time.
Yeah.
I need to resize some of the images.
Exactly. Okay. You knew exactly what it is. Yeah, it has more than a 3-second loading time on the mobile platform. On the PC, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. So if I resize those images, then that should bump us up. Would that would probably be something I need to do before we would go forward?
I mean, the beauty of working with us and our packages, I mean, you're going to, I mean, depending on what you select, but we'll be able to do it for you. But if you want to do it yourself, it would save you money. That would be the cheaper route. You know, it's one less thing that we'd be on the books for. But sometimes we like to have access to the site just in case we do run into those quality score problems. And then it's simple, like we can go in there and fix it without making you go do it. But if you're fully capable, then, you know, save yourself the money and hop on there.
Well, we are. It's just a matter of time. I would be interested in that. Depending
on the busier you get.
The
busier you get, the less you'll want to focus on it. And that's usually why we handle it as well. Try to make your life easy and just have you focus on the jobs at hand and reviews coming through.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I sent you a...
I've probably got more questions on that.
It's okay. I'll be able to answer all your questions. But I did send you a link to the pricing page. I just want to make sure that you got that.
What's up here?
Okay.
See, you probably texted it.
Yeah, I texted it to you. I'm sorry. I should have said that.
No, you're all good.
Okay.
We're using Google Voice for the phone, too, so it's nice and easy. It's all
perfect. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I like the Google Voice. It helps us a lot with the tracking. You have an app that you'd be able to download, and it acts as like a client management system, but also helps you just oversee all the leads, clicks, calls you're getting from the advertisement and how your dollar's being spent. And the Google Voice really helps with that. You know, if we have that attached to like the Google Business profile, then, you know, any click to calls, you'll have recordings of those conversations in there. And, you know, it's a good tool. It's a good way to keep track of everything that's coming from the ads.
So we're trying to do most of that. Like my background is I was formerly a senior systems engineer, so I did middleware and everything like that. Completely did a career change, and we're essentially writing our own back end because most of the field service apps are crap. Like they're just not really generic and stuff. So I've been actually planning to move over to Twilio. To do some of that, because Google Voice doesn't let me kind of integrate with it, but it sounds like you already have an integration that does something like that.
Yeah, we have our own app, actually. I think you'll like it. I would hold off on that until you get into the app. I mean, obviously, if you don't feel it's a good fit, you could always add other things, but we provide that app to all of our clients, and it's no extra charge. We like you guys to have it so that we can tangibly show you, you know, what we're bringing in each month.
Odd question, but do you have APIs to where we can extract the data?
I don't believe you can extract it from there. I know
odd question. I wouldn't have expected much.
So you could always, if you have other people you have to report to, you can always screenshot it, send it over, or give them access to it too. You can have multiple people access it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, I'm not seeing the text yet. Let me,
Let me see. Yeah, it's sent to this 850-396-1772. Is that the Google Voice number?
That's our ring group. So that's the primary. I can give you the same exact prefix and area code, but 2886, and that'll go.
Got it.
That'll go to. Sorry, should have mentioned that earlier.
It's okay. All right, let me go ahead and update.
Thanks.
And then resend. Okay, here it comes.
Awesome.
Yeah, the local service ads, I don't know if you looked into that one. They have a pretty in-depth background screening process that they go through, because they offer $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of your work to every customer that goes with you. So it's like we direct refer you and then refer you, and then also offer that to them as an incentive to go with you. But they're very strict about the background screening, because they don't want to be handing that out every other day, right? Or having to fulfill that every other day. But it is a pay-per-lead service, and it's very effective, because the leads are live transferred to you with the customer on the line. And then you don't actually get charged a lead fee unless you set an appointment or agree to actually go out to the business or residence and meet with the person on the line. So it's super effective. Instead of it being pay per lead or pay per click or pay per call, it's almost like pay per appointment set. And then you're getting face to face with those people. And usually that has a really high success rate. They invite you out to their home. They're basically going to hire you, you know, get their HVAC fixed.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't know that they did the live transfer. That's pretty interesting. That probably also makes tracking it easier, because they would likely handle the disposition and
whether
or not about it and everything.
In your app, too, it'll save the whole call, you know, and their number and everything. So you'll have, like, a track record of everybody you work with, along with the invoices and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but Paradise Home Services uses that, and We Care Heating and Air are the ones using that for this local area. So if we do the local, you want to usually have the local first, right? You want to establish that, and you want to build up at least 5 reviews on the Google Business profile that's there on the first page. And then they let you advance into that. And I've never had somebody that goes that route not pass the Google Guaranteed background check, because we already kind of have a history of working with you. You know, we know what you're
That makes sense. Yeah, you want to build up your reviews first and everything, and establish clientele that they can actually verify. Yeah.
Right. It's almost like trying each other out month to month, and then we're like, okay, this guy can handle it, and then they'll make you the offer for LSA. But they do have certain packages, too, that we can you could do both. Like, if you wanted to start both of them today, you would just pay the application fee for your Google Guarantee, and then we'll get this up and running. As far as, like, your local listing, we'll do that and all the local ads and all the other directory submissions, and then basically fast-track you to it. And usually they request about a 13-lead balance to start the Google Guarantee campaign, but you're not required to pay that until you're ready to launch it. So, I mean, you could just pay the application, go through the background screening. We could work on the local listing, and then by this time next month, we could already have you doing LSA, you know, build it up to that point.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely fast-track.
Makes sense.
To that point. But sometimes people find the local listings all they need, to be honest. So, sometimes it's good to – but if you already have your heart set on it, that would be the fastest way to go about that process.
I think especially just being one truck, local listing to start would be
it'd be more
smart,
than enough.
Right? I don't want to
100%. Yeah, I didn't know you were only one truck.
No, yeah, you're good. And well, we've got plans. We've got some. So what kind of got us into it is there's not very many companies that actually are honest and take care of the customer, and we've got some employees that are lined up to hire and everything that kind of meet like our standards and qualifications. But it's just a matter of growing to be able to support them. So hopefully
it's funny you mentioned that too, because you know, Google wants to ensure the quality of the representatives that you're sending out when you're doing LSA. So like, if you run into people but maybe don't have the means of doing an in-depth background screening, you could actually get the background screening done via Google for your guys that you're hiring. So they'll actually look into them and do a background screening, especially if they're doing client facing. That's something we ensure to the customer that you know, the person we're inviting to their home to meet with them is, you know, credible, safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So if you don't have a means of background screening them, getting into LSA would be great, because we could definitely run them through a background screening process and make sure that you got a quality guy there.
Okay.
Okay. So did you receive the price? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So what I was thinking, and this is what Tara asked me to do when she sent it over, was that we could put you on our Platinum Package Bundle. It's the very last package down. It's Facebook and local combined.
Okay.
And so the Platinum Package, it's an A to Z campaign with the exception of Google Guarantee and LSA. Obviously, those would be things you'd add later if you wanted to. But when they say A to Z, it's going to put you on all Google's trusted directories, as you would typically see from SEO. Mm-hmm. So you'll be on Bing, you'll be on Amazon Alexa voice search results devices. They typically pull from Google's top options anyway. Same thing with Apple Safari. You have a popular directory submission, so Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You'll have those as well.
Oh, perfect.
And then there's Facebook ads. So you have a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. This one's super effective for a new business just getting started. Typically, it takes us about 5 to 7 days to get the verification completed. In your situation, it would probably be unsuspended, then verified. But in the meantime, we'll be able to actually start supplementing leads from Facebook and these other platforms. We get those up and running fairly quickly. So should be able to see return on investment in the first month with a system like this. But what I would do is I'll reduce the initial investment by 50% as part of that new in business credit. So your pricing structure would look more like the essential package of just $299.
Oh, okay. So $299 setup and then $299 or $599 a month after that.
No. So I would lock you in at the discounted pricing structure of $299 month to month.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. And then obviously the goal in doing that would be to kind of start to small, get things going, get to know each other, and maybe branch into LSA or Google Guarantee later.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'd definitely appreciate that. Wasn't expecting, I mean, it takes money to set it all up and stuff, right? So I understand that, but that's definitely attractive. And from what you were saying, because Yelp is one of the other ones that we were starting to set up and everything as well, because my understanding is Apple Maps uses Yelp reviews. So you're saying that would be included in. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, but Yelp ads, you would want to set aside its own individual budget if you do want to run Yelp ads as well. We do set up the original profile and host it and do all the verification and submissions for Yelp, but once you run the ad, it does have its own separate budget, kind of like Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Sure.
So if you want to do that, we could also add like a separate budget towards Yelp.
Okay. We'd probably start it off just the same way as the LSA, probably not. Jump right on into everything.
Exactly. That's the way I like to start too. And what I've learned through my 12 years is, you know, we start with something like this platinum package because it allows us to kind of throw a bunch of things at the wall and see what sticks. Every business is different. So sometimes you come to find like Facebook ads works way better than running Yelp ads, right? And so it's good to kind of have all of them out there, do the traditional submissions, see what kind of traffic we're picking up and what success people are seeing from the other areas. And then we approach you with that data before we go throwing more money into anything.
Okay. Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. That way we're not just guessing, right?
Yeah. You can't fix it if you can't measure it. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good one, actually. So if you want to get it going today, you already have the Google Business profile set up, so it should be pretty easy. I'll just request the unsuspension. Unfortunately, I know it's tedious because you've already filled out the form before, but we will have to fill out the verification forms again. These ones are Google Verification slash Google, or slash local splash. So these ones come across the Google headquarters with our business on it, so they know it's relevant to the advertisement, and they kind of jump on those ones a little quicker. So. All right, Josh.
Yeah, no worries. I've already filled it out 5 times. So
it's so quick. It's digital. Yeah, I'll send it over to you right now.
Yeah.
What's your business email address?
So my business partner and I both receive it from this one. You can do admin@superior-heatingandair.com. Kind of a mouthful. Sorry.
It's okay. Just like the business or the website, right? Heating and Air, all spelled out.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Send to me.
Save. Actually, I think I have it here on the website.
Yeah, it should. Well, that one's service. It goes to the same people right now, but admin would be the preferred contact if we're building it in the profile.
Awesome. And I already got your license number here, so I can just go ahead and submit.
Perfect.
All right. And Josh is short for Joshua?
Yes, sir.
Traditional spelling? J-O-S-H-U-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's
and
correct.
What's your last name, Josh?
Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Superior Heating and Air, LLC?
Yes, sir. I just want to run everything by my business partner first. So not necessarily saying yes yet. Just want to make sure. But,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I was creating the account and getting ready to submit it.
Gotcha.
Is there any way we could bring the partner on the line?
I can check. I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay.
I know he's got a few other things he's working on, but I can try and reach out to him real quick and
yeah.
see. Or...
So we have some pretty strict guidelines for the Google partners. We're a premier partner.
Yeah.
And so our guidelines with Google in order for us to keep our partnership is that we're only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So we do have availability to bring you guys on into that HVAC category today. But if they fill it with another mm-hmm. guy, then we kind of lose our chance to work with you.
Sure. Makes sense. What's best for you? Do you want me to try and call him and get back with you, or just see if he's available now to like 3-way in or what?
Yeah, we can always try to 3-way in, because usually what happens if I hang up, they'll send me another pre-screened business owner until the position fills.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a call center downstairs of those reps like Tara that you talked to.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So the downside of Google Voice is I can't actually 3-way somebody in on it. If I give you his number, are you able to, or probably not, right?
I don't think they'll allow me to, because the call's recorded.
Yeah.
They oversee all our operations,
yeah.
So I don't think the recording,
yeah.
If I patch them in, it'll actually pick it up.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see if I can do it. I'll try it again, but in the past it hasn't let me.
Yeah, I know. The voice over internet system is kind of similar to the system that we,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we're using voice over internet, but Google Voice is also connected to a voice over internet system usually, so that way it redirects the line, and that's where you run into that
right.
issue usually. But we could try it. I know sometimes it does work for some of my clients.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, so we're going to have to get creative, but if you're willing to give it a try, I am. I'm going to
yeah.
transfer you to my personal cell. So
okay.
It might put you on hold briefly, and then from there I can bring
totally
the call.
Totally fine.
That.
If you just have to put me on hold and even talk to him, that works too. So if he does pick up and it's
okay.
Like, oh, maybe I can't hear it, just try to communicate it with him, and then let's see if we can get a definitive answer out of him, make sure he's in the loop.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me try it out real quick and we'll see what happens. So.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. All right. So hopefully that worked. Hopefully you're still with me.
Yep, I'm still with you.
Perfect. Okay, so you're on my personal phone now, so I'm going to go ahead and 3-way him in.
Okay. And I found out why his listing suspended.
All right. Sorry about the wait.
No, totally
I've got,
fine.
I've got Dane on the line now, too. He's the other partner. So we're both the owners.
Hi, Dane.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. My name's John. I'm a director here at a company called Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner in Southern California. We reached out to Josh today about a listing that became available for a HVAC contractor in your area. And as I was speaking with him before he had committed to moving forward and getting the Google Business Profile unsuspended, he wanted to make sure we had the partner in the loop. And so the main focus of our call is Google Places placement. So just to kind of paint the picture for you, I don't know if you've ever hopped on your phone and typed in HVAC contractor to kind of see what your customers are seeing there when you search online. But when you do that, there's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and there's three top recommended companies next to it, like Cool Breeze of Northwest Florida, Freer's Heating and Air, and Boggs Cooling and Heating. And we want to make you guys one of those businesses after we get you unsuspended and verified. And so the reason you'd want to be there is 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from the first page. So we're basically talking about putting your company where 9 out of 10 people are going to look in the local area before they call an HVAC guy for help.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep, and there's no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees for these local listings. It's not like Google Ads or Google Guarantee where you have those extra fees. This one is just one flat monthly rate. Traditionally, they charge $5.99. I was able to get a startup package reduced down to just $2.99. So I cut it in half here just to kind of get your and Josh's foot in the door as an introductory, kind of get to know each other and build everything up. And then obviously moving forward, if you guys want to continue to grow into Google Guarantee or our local service ads type campaign, we'll be able to grow you into that. So is this a foreign language to you, or do you kind of know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, I think we're both down with that.
Yeah, you'll love it. And this I did actually get feedback, Josh, from the headquarters. Like, I found your page that's suspended here, and they sent it back. Cool. And the reason they're not letting you verify is because the address that you tried to verify is like is the UPS store. It's like a box.
Oh, that's strange that I wonder how they got that one. That's the one that we put on our invoices and everything, but the actual address I provided them was my residence, which is the legal address for the business.
That's going to cause a discrepancy though. So anything that has to do with your name, address, and phone number that's out there on the internet on any listings, it has to match up. Same thing with your website. If there's any discrepancies there, when the AI is reading through your online listings, it's going to say unverified because the machine itself is not able to verify if you're actually here or there. So we'll be able to clear those discrepancies for you, and then we'll I'll still want to fill out the Google verification form that we talked about, but that'll get it uplifted, and then you guys will actually have a Google Business Profile. We'll go in there and do the optimization.
So just to make sure I understand, for customers, we have some that mail us the checks, basically, when we send them an invoice, and we don't want that mail coming to the residence. We want it going to the postal box. I mean, that address won't go away.
No, you don't need to have it go away. It's just the online listing. So let me ask them. So where did they pull?
Okay. Yeah, because I know for all five times I filled it out, I put the 60.
Are you doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah.
Okay, that address is listed on Home Advisor by Angie's of the directories that we pulled up for your business name. That needs to be cleared.
So they did it. Okay.
Yeah, because that has your number and it has your name on it, and it's still the same city and state. So obviously it's you guys, but the address doesn't match up with what they have. So if they can't verify that they're giving people the right information when they do that name, address, and phone number audit, it will suspend the listing. So you're going to have to get that removed from Home Advisor by Angie's if you guys are going to continue to work with them, and then we'll clear the discrepancies. What was your residence that you requested the PIN be sent to in case we have to do a physical verification?
Yeah, absolutely. The address is 6755 Bryant, spelled B-R-Y-A-N-T, Street. Mm-hmm. That's also in Navarre, spelled N-A-V-A-R-R-E.
Got it.
Florida,
3-2-5-5-6-6. Okay, yeah, we already had that one there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. So let me just send this to them. And then I'll send you the verification form. Dave, are you on? Or sorry, not Dave. Dane, right? D-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
you're on board with this, though, right? We got your permissions because you're the deciding factor here before I start creating anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have one more question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned the SEO optimization on our site. Right now, we're just using the brand account. I said normally you guys handle that. How does that
yeah.
work? Do you have, like, web developers?
Do you own the domain?
We do.
Yeah. So if you want to give us access to the domain, as long as we have a paper trail showing that you gave us permissions, we do have a whole team of graphic designers in-house that can get in there and customize the campaign, and we can also provide hosting for you, or customize the campaign, customize the website, and we provide hosting for you as well.
Okay. Is that part of this package, or is that an additional package? Or?
Usually the package that you're on includes a whole website built from scratch. So, yeah, it's included. It'll actually be easier for us that we don't have to go buy another domain, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, typically we host through, like, Cloudflare or something. I mean, like, you guys just...
Usually it's GoDaddy, Wix, and Google Sites that we would be compatible with.
Okay.
So we might...
Gotcha. Google Sites would be fine.
Okay. We might need to get you another domain, but we'd rather use that domain if you have it on, like, the decal of a truck, or if you guys have handed out business cards with that site on it in the past.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that that's still going to lead them to the right place.
Okay. And if we, like, down the road, if I have an agent, like a Dialogflow CX or something like that, like, y'all can embed that in the site if you do it?
Probably. Yeah, usually we can do that, and then usually there's contact us profiles that they update. A lot of the time we try to just prompt them to contact you directly through the Google business profile. That way the tracking is like, you know, we have recordings of the calls versus them like manually dialing you through the system, but we could definitely do that. I see it already has like a contact us profile embedded currently.
It does. I promise the last question. We use UCM for like marketing. You guys probably already have that in there too, right?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You're making me laugh.
We do like UTM stuff for like Google Analytics and everything. Y'all probably handle
too. Absolutely. Google Analytics is hooked up to all of our products. And we use that to kind of, like I was telling you earlier, you know, we could see which keywords are being searched the most, and then, you know, obviously we want to have a calculated plan of attack. We don't want to guess and just kind of throw things at the wall, and then obviously maybe you start with a certain set of 15 keywords, and then we see through the analytics, you know, we should maybe change this. We'll make recommendations to you as we go, so that way the campaigns are performing to the maximum amount of their ability.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. No, I just want to understand like what we're signing up for and everything. So I appreciate it. I mean, you guys have a pretty comprehensive package. I'm pretty impressed, honestly, because this is literally what Dane and I were talking about yesterday, setting up.
I mean, usually it's not. Usually it's $8.98 and then $5.99 month to month. So it's like, hey, if you can't play or pay, you don't play, kind of thing. But we are also interested in working with you guys long term. And so if I can come down on the pricing structure and it ends up setting us up for a long term business relationship, then that's more valuable to us than just having somebody that's gonna pay top dollar and maybe be gone after a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so expensive.
Absolutely.
So it helps us too. All right. So I do have to just I basically created the entire account already, but I just want to verify, is there any change in your guys' business hours, or do you want to leave it 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday?
Well, we changed it to 8 to 8 because of the SEC. We were told basically that, and I completely forgot about this, that we actually can't call customers back before 8 legally, I guess, with the new changes.
Okay. So
if we get like a lead or something like that, like we're,
Well, they're contacting you technically, and it's just going to have like an open button, you know, open or closed on the little Google business profile. So, I mean, they could call you at 8. Maybe you can't call them. But I mean, business hours is going to be based on them calling you, right? They're the ones looking for the help, and then they're reaching out to you for the help.
Dane, do you have a preference?
No, I'm sure.
Okay, and we can always change it. I would imagine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll have full access to your Google business profile too. Like, we don't lock you out of it, so. I mean, I know you're a little more computer savvy than most people I work with, but if you ever want to go in there and change it on your own, you can manually do it, or you can call in and have us do it for you. We still will give you full access to everything. We're not blocking you out of anything. Okay. And then, but obviously before you make any major changes, kind of run it by so we can make sure that we're not getting you suspended again, right? Just make sure we're all on the same page. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me go ahead and save. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get you the verification form right now. It's going to come through to this 850-396-2886. Are we going to add Dane as a point of contact for prospects?
Yeah, I mean, ideally it would be both of us, right?
So, well, there's going to be one number listed on your campaign. So you only have one phone number on your 172. Okay.
Yes, sir, that's a ring group, so there's the both of us.
Oh, okay, got it. Perfect. So you guys already have that set up. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying given the profile that has access to everything.
Yeah, that too, though. I mean, if Dane ever calls in or he wants help, I'll send you guys my direct number and extension, and, you know, I can give him full access to it too, and I could just put his number down and add him as, like, co-owner.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a must for us. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dane, what's your phone number?
His number is...
Oh, there we go.
Same as mine, 853 at the end. It's a 3 instead of a 6.
Oh, okay. Got it. The same one I was texting you on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
2883.
Got it. What's your last name, Dane?
Town, C-O-W-N.
Okay. All right, I'll add you to it. And then do you have a pen and paper with you by chance, Dane?
I can get one.
Yeah, you can always just have Josh forward it, but I just want to make sure you have access to, and if you need help, because if you're going to be boots on the ground, maybe you run into like a crazy client and you're like, hey, I don't want to advertise for this service anymore. I don't want to deal with these kind of people, you know. I've had it happen, so it's just good to have.
Yeah, nothing that ever happened.
Yeah, you know. Or if you guys run into a crazy client and they're threatening to destroy your reputation, you know, that's something you want to. Give us an alert on
and
go in there, dispute those. All right. So I'll send over this direct number and extension in the Google verification form, and then we'll go ahead and secure the first month's payment. So let me know that these texts are coming through. The Google verification form is going to come through via email as well, not just text message.
Okay.
Okay. So there's the phone number, and then... Google, they're not going to request reinstatement right now. They want just the classic verification form. There it is. Okay. Boom. And then that one will have us CC'd on it for them. So pretty simple. Just like before, Josh, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license, insurance. I did already pull the licensing from the website, so they have that, but it does got to come from you, so... I've submitted it, and then they'll also get it from there. Business card, if you have it, business registration, invoice of past client, and then workplace can just be a picture of the residence that we're sending the PIN verification, or just you at the residence. You can just put a thumbs up there, send a little selfie so they know that you're actually there. All right.
That'll work. I said that was the last question, but we do have two licenses, one for HVAC and then one for electrical. We don't advertise the electrical. That wouldn't
it's just
be
if you have to
you're
use
just
it.
Talking. Yeah.
Okay. So that's, well, it's actually very common that plumbing, heating, and electrical are same business category when it comes to Google advertising. So a lot of times when we have HVAC positions become available, we can actually list you for some electrical services if you guys want to be listed for like wiring, things like that. But that's, again, at your own discretion, and that's kind of why I'm going, hey, let's have both of you, have some input on there, because there's 15 keywords, you know, maybe just 5 of them are getting 99% of the traffic for HVAC. We would still want to utilize those other 10 in some way, shape, or form. So if we can generate traffic, whether it be from, like, the duct cleaning category, the electrical, you know, those are things we'd want to be able to target, too, just to maximize your guys' ROI. Each month.
I just figured you'd probably see the license and assume that we want to advertise that way, and we don't. We want to just keep it heating and cooling,
Roger.
Air quality and stuff like that. Yeah.
Got it.
Just because it's once we grow, that might change. Probably not, but it's a lot harder to train people up in stock for both. Whereas I have the skills, so we don't have to worry about it if we get the call, right? So,
right. Understood. Okay. So there is going to be a client interview. I'll go ahead and schedule that with you now. And the client interview will allow us to fully customize the campaign. So they'll go over the keywords, the service area you want to target, and then we'll make sure that none of those discrepancies happen. So, usually a client interview, it takes, we ask for an hour, but it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. What would be the best time for you, Josh?
I'm pretty open. Dane, do you have any?
Open.
Typically, the earliest
I could do today. Yeah, the earliest I could do today would be like 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Yeah, I can make that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your business email address, and then I will set up an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior, so about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And then the first month's
the
payment.
Text you were...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. You mentioned that you sent a few texts earlier, and I didn't actually receive those yet. So I was curious if it'd be from the same phone number. Or
yes. Bear with it. Did you get the Google verification form by chance?
I'm going to check because you said that one was the email and...
Email and text.
I do have... Actually, pictures needed. Okay. I do have the
Google
verification form.
Okay.
Okay. Is that the only thing that you were sending?
No, it should have my direct number and extension there.
Actually, I think it just came through.
It says, hi, this is John?
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
I have 877-635-6225.
Yeah, but you have to hit the extension 544 in order to actually call me directly. Otherwise, you'll end up with one of our customer service representatives.
Okay, awesome. I've got that now. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just was looking for it and wanted to make sure.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, sometimes I work with guys, like I have guys that I've worked with for years and they just only want to talk to me. It's weird, but I get it. I'm like, he's the graphic design guy. Let him help you with your website. You know, quit telling him. You put me on the line. I'm like, we got more than one guy here helping you. Okay, so I got your account created and I got the client interview scheduled. I am getting a error message when I tried to email this admin at superior-heatingandair.com. Huh. What is this? Oh, here we go. Send mail. Oh, how interesting.
And the hyphen is between superior?
Yeah, superior-heatingandair.com hyphen.
Okay.
Dash. Yeah. It's just not invite all guests. There it goes. Okay. This took me a second.
The meeting invite was going to. Yeah, we did
It just kind of sent this, like, error message to confirm that the dash wasn't a mistake.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. AI is supposed to make our life easier, but it doesn't always do
that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the first month's payment is actually going to be the $299 monthly, and then they have the $299 setup fee. So the initial investment today is going to come down to
$598. Okay.
Okay.
Dane, is that cool with you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And let me get a card I can go grab.
Okay.
You do have this with you?
Yeah, it's easier if I grab mine.
I'm looking for my wallet, so if you have yours faster than I have mine.
As long as it's a business account, it should be fine. I'll send over the invoice receipt. Yeah, okay, because you can write this off, and I want to make sure that it has that on there and on the invoices, too. It's marketing for the
Absolutely.
Company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same card, just same account, different cards.
Okay. Is the billing address the same as the actual physical address that we have on file for the PIN, the 6755 Bryant Street?
So ideally, the billing address is going to be that 8668 Navarre Parkway.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand why you guys run into that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. No problem.
And I can give you that address if you need.
I think they had it here on your GBP. Your GBP was still pulling that up, and it was holding it as, like, suspended. Yeah. Well, it's just they do a clean sweep. So, you know, the package that I have you on, because it's platinum and it has all those directories, it'll actually give us permission to go in there and fix any of those discrepancies. But we're not – we don't do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's. So anywhere else, we'll be able to clear it up for you. But – her Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll actually have to contact them and clear that up on your own terms when you get a chance here. Okay.
And just to confirm, clearing it up means just removing HHA Navarre Parkway, right?
100%.
We're not going to list 67. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, just tell them to remove it. And if they have to absolutely have something there and you want to continue to work with those guys, honestly, I think after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave them anyway. But I'm not supposed to tell you to because they pay Google a lot of money. They spend a lot of money on Google advertising. But, you know, if you're absolutely going to keep it, just tell them, hey, you know, remove it. If they say they have to have something, then make sure that it's your address there and then try to have them hide it as much as possible so that way it's only being seen by a certain audience. But I'm ready for you.
Okay. I don't have
one. Oh, Dane, sorry.
Yeah, 5510.
Okay.
5600.
Okay.
0643.
Okay.
4448.
All right, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1229.
1229, and three-digit code on the back?
483.
483. All right, gentlemen, there's going to be a security question on this account, okay? And this is in case we want to verify your identities or vice versa. If you get contacted by a representative from our company before you cooperate or give out any kind of information regarding the business, we're going to go ahead and confirm this security question. So you have three options for this. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Got to come together on this one because you're both going to be – you both need to know it. Yeah.
So I typically don't fill out realistic information for any of these. I just put it all in Bitwarden Dane and then just – so I would say we just go with the pet's name and come up with something completely random.
Okay. As long as we're all on the same page. You know.
You pick it. I'll remember it. You pick it.
Oh, then do DOG.
DOG?
You're gonna have to tell me how to spell that. Or does the spelling matter?
We'll spell it DEODIE.
DEODIE. DOD. Okay.
Was the fourth letter D as in Delta or G as in Golf?
I had it as
DOGI.
Oh, yep. G. Good catch. Josh, I had it as a D. D-E-O-G-I-E. Yeah, D-O-G.
Okay. D-O-G.
Okay, I'm going to actually, I'm going to text this to you, Josh. I'll just put security answer, and then I'll just text it to you so that way there's no discrepancies there, and it always matches up with what we have on file.
That'll work.
All right.
Nobody's going to guess it. So.
All right. And then, that was a tough one. I was like, doggy? Oh, D-O-G. All right. So
I know Dane hates me because of the passwords, because they're ridiculously long and complicated. So
I'm one of those, too. I know I use, like, asterisks and numericals, and it's like, it's not never going to be a basic word, you know? You got to really know it. Yeah. Google's very strict about that too. You know, when even just me logging into my account every day, or logging into my computer every day, it's a gridlocked. Okay, so I have a voice verification that I will have to walk you through. This is mainly because of the discounted pricing structure that I put you on for that platinum bundle with the $300 discount each month. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, hold on. That text didn't go through. So, security question. Answer. DOG. I put it in all caps. Okay, so you guys are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Absolutely. Superior Heating and Air.
Okay. The business is going to be listed as Superior Heating and Air LLC, correct?
We have a doing business as, so we can list it as either.
Okay. Well, what do you prefer? Because I had the LLC there, but I want to make sure it matches up with the voice verification.
Dane, do you have a preference?
Drop the LLC.
Okay. Superior Heating and Air it is. All right. Okay. And it says, can you please state your names and titles within the business?
For it, Dane.
Dane Town, co-owner.
Joshua Randall, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you guys authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Superior Heating and Air today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. It's just after today, we want to make sure that there's no other like discrepancies that happen, like with your name, address, phone number, or website. So if you're, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else, Josh. If you look at that platinum package, I tried to cover all your bases. But if you're going to add something, just double check so we can make sure that nothing like that's happening where we're getting suspended again. Okay. And we don't want you spending any more money than you need to.
It is funny because literally before Dane joined the call, I mean, yesterday we talked about all of this, and that was some of the tasks that he had on his list was like Yelp and everything else, just creating the profile, not doing the ads.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I wasn't able to dive into that with Dane. I kind of tried to give him the simpler version of it, but we're going to send you the receipt and everything in writing, and then, you know, you can always kind of fill him in, and we have that all taken care of so he knows, and then that way he doesn't go sign up for something that we're already doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Practice the same courtesy that Josh has with you. Don't sign up with something without him. And you guys will be fine. You won't have that problem. All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract here. It says the initial term of your service agreement and the payment will be charged or started today. It is January 28, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $598 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I have reduced your monthly cost by 50% down to just $299. So there's a $299 setup fee on this first month's payment. That's why it's $598. Each month moving forward, it's going to renew on the 28th day in the discounted price of $299. And you guys will keep $299 indefinitely. So that'll never go back up or change on you for that platinum package and bundle. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue the services one day, let us know before the 28th day so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Dane?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So make sure we're on the same page. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. I do want to run this by you. I don't want to overcomplicate the conversation, but they did send this over to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's actually going to be a good thing. So it'll actually save you money. So we do, they are telling me that I can enroll you guys into the prepay options. And this will save you money if you do like 3, 6, or 12 months at once. So you don't have to opt into this. I'm just going to run them by you though. So they have a 3-month option that you could do. It would be $798 for 3 months. Today you're paying $598 for the first month. The $798 would be with the setup and everything for 3 months. So it's a huge savings. I mean, it's $798 for 3 months, and then they have a 6-month option that you can do. It's $1,398, and that's for 6 months. And then they have a year prepay option for the HVAC category, because you guys already have your license. They said that I could do this, and it's $2,500 for the year with a one-time setup fee. So it would be
$2,598 inclusive of the setup fee?
Yeah, because they're basically reducing the setup fees on the prepay packages.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It makes it a lot more affordable. So right now, I mean, if you're paying $598 for the first month and then you go 11 months at $299, let's say 300 times 11, 3300 plus $598, you guys are paying $3898 throughout the year, or you could do $2598 today. It saves you like $1,300 for the year.
Yeah, actually the 3-month deal is better, because you said it was $798 for 3 months. That would be $266 per month versus $216.
Yeah, that's also a huge savings too. It's only basically $200 more to get the next 2 months instead of paying $300 per month for those next. Basically, to save you $400 over the next 3 months if we do the $798.
I'm going to defer to Dane on this one, because I get caught up doing the nerdy math stuff, and I would literally do the math on every single one and break it down. So far, like...
Yeah. Well, basically, if you do 3 months, you're only paying $200 more. So it's like you're getting the next 2 months for like $100 if you break it down that way, because otherwise it's still $598 original setup fee. You're going to be with us for longer than that.
Per month. If we do the 3 months, and if we do the full year, it's 216. Wait, never mind. I'm an idiot. I did the math wrong. It is actually cheaper to do the full year per month.
I'm
fine with any of those things. You can decide.
If you do the whole year, it'll break down to $216.50 for the per month.
What's that, Dane?
You want to do the whole year or 3 months?
I'm fine either way.
I say let's just do the whole year.
Okay.
How much is it?
It'll be $2,598 for the whole year. So $2,598.
Right. So that's my plan, just under 2,600.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were going over the month numbers again. It's $216.50 for the per month it breaks down to when you do that. So you guys want to do the whole year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good with me. It's good with you, Dane. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to get a firm yes before I authorize any kind of transaction with you guys.
Give me an answer, Dane.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. All right, guys. So, okay. So we'll do the prepay for the year. You guys will be locked in until January 28th of 2026. Okay. And then, at that time, it's going to actually set up to renew. So assuming that, if you guys want to renew, you got to contact me before that date. Obviously, we'll have tons of conversations prior to then, but you got to contact me before that date if you want to do another prepay. Otherwise, it's going to switch back to the original agreement of just the $299 month to month for the platinum bundle. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and get you the agreement. Let's go ahead and get you unsuspended.
Yeah, I've just given up on it, honestly. I figured once we...
No, you're good. We got you. Yeah, we got you. I'll actually get on the phone with them today, too. They're right across the street, so sometimes...